Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The first attack ad is out in the Massachusetts race for governor, even though Election Day is almost 6 months away. The radio and TV ads are from the Republican Governors Association and target the candidate some call the potential spoiler in the race, State Treasurer Timothy Cahill, who's running as an independent. WBUR's Fred Tice looks at why Republicans are running negative spots against him and why so early.
Right now, Tim Cahill is beating Republican candidate Charlie Baker in the race for governor. The most recent poll released by Western New England College last week shows Baker in third place, with Governor Deval Patrick in the lead. Cahill and Baker are splitting the support of voters who don't like Patrick. So Baker and his Republican allies are shaking up the race. Yesterday, Baker hired a new campaign manager, Tim O'Brien, who ran Kerry Healey's race against Patrick 4 years ago, and the Republican Governors Association is running this TV ad.
Beacon Hill's a mess. Tim Cahill's making it worse. With Cahill running the lottery, costs have skyrocketed, and he spent $1 million on office renovations.
Cahill offers this explanation for the $1 million office makeover.
It was done at the expense of the landlord. We did not use taxpayer dollars to renovate it. It was part of a negotiation about extending the lease.
Massachusetts is one of only three states, along with California and Florida, where the Republican Governors Association is intervening with ads so early in a race. Tim Murtaugh is a spokesman for the association.
In the case of Massachusetts, we feel that we can have an impact.
Murtaugh wouldn't say why the Republican Governors Association decided to target Cahill and not the Democratic incumbent, Governor Patrick. The governor's campaign issued a statement calling the spots disappointing and sad. Professor Maurice Cunningham of the University of Massachusetts at Boston says the earlier Republicans can get Cahill out of contention, the clearer the shot Baker has at Patrick.
Neither is terribly well known to the broad public yet, and so this is particularly damaging.
Cunningham, who teaches a course on Massachusetts politics, says the ads are damaging in two ways.
One is, of course, to mark up Cahill, drive up his negatives. It's a very hard-hitting ad. The second goal, I think, is to make him spend down money and weaken him very early in the campaign.
And Cahill says that puts him in a tough position.
With 7 months to go, we don't expect, and we're not planning on spending significant money. We're not going to go up on network TV or spend big money on the radio.
So yesterday, Cahill recorded his response in a web ad.
Now Charlie Baker and his Washington friends are desperate to tear me down with over $1 million of negative attack ads.
In the spot, Cahill is seen in his kitchen. In his race for U.S. Senate, Scott Brown also recorded an ad in his kitchen after Democrats ran negative ads against him. Cahill says Massachusetts voters don't like negative ads.
It didn't work for Martha Coakley when she tried it on Scott Brown. It didn't work for Kerry Healey back in 2006 when she tried it against Deval Patrick.
Cahill's right. In recent statewide races, the candidate with the negative ads lost. The Republicans are taking a gamble that this time it'll work. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.